Cubs fans, get up on your feet. I want to hear you. And a one, and a two, and a three.
It's going to be like 4 or 5 days of just awesomeness with the music festivals, the different concerts, the races. There's so much production that's going on behind the scenes to really just make this that big of an event. Like, this is Super Bowl status, but it's for Chicago to shine. It's going to be great.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of racing's great drivers, beloved personalities, and NASCAR Cup Series champion, Daytona 500 champion, and we claim him as Chicago's very own. Joining us fresh from Wrigley Field, the one and only Kurt Busch. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and what a wonderful opening day. Cubs win.
Well, we're all about superstitions and lucky charms. You know, Kurt, this obligates you to attend every single game this year.
That's what we're all just talking about. Like, I got to start rearranging my schedule a little bit for that. But of course, no, it's great to enjoy the whole, you know, Cubs atmosphere. I was at the Bulls game last night, headed to the Blackhawks game now. And I just got to thank NASCAR and Toyota for such an awesome sports trip this week. But man, we're going to be coming back here in July running the Chicago Street Race.
Yeah.
So that's what we're really gassing it up for.
Well, you know, Kurt, Chicago is a great sports town, and you're living it, like you mentioned, with like the Bulls, the Blackhawks, great fans, and of course, including you now. You're adding NASCAR to it. You know, as a guy who knows sports, does this officially make Chicago America's greatest sports city?
Well, I would say it puts a cherry on top. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, this is such a huge event for NASCAR, the city of Chicago, state of Illinois. And the way that this is going to be so different, unique, fun, and challenging. That's going to be the biggest thing, is just the challenge of putting on the production, but also the race itself. I mean, we're going to be going down Lakeshore Drive, the south end of Lakeshore Drive, at 150 miles per hour.
Man, it's going to be crazy. Okay, so, you know, NASCAR, it's a close community. Drivers all talk to each other. I'm sure all the Vegas connections, but your Chicago roots, I'm sure drivers are always talking to you about Chicago, but now, and especially after this trip, have drivers been asking you or talking to you? They're like, hey, Kurt, Chicago, what's it going to be like?
Well, right now, I'll tell you, it's the biggest buzz everywhere we go each weekend. So whether we're in Daytona, Vegas, you know, L.A., Phoenix, everybody's talking about this Chicago Street Race, and it's because of how different and unique it's going to be. And a lot of the drivers are jumping on the simulator. There is an iRacing simulator now for the track, but the biggest thing, I'm here doing a recon run as well with NASCAR to check the track surface, like the asphalt, the concrete, the curbings, and just checking out the surface, because it's pretty gnarly. It's going to be a little different from what we've been accustomed to.
Now, I've interviewed you on field at Wrigley Field after the Daytona 500, when the Cubs presented you with the World Series ring for their World Series championship. You've always been a Cubs fan. But so for you personally, obviously there's a bigger picture here with the sport and NASCAR, but you personally, to be that ambassador from the sports, Chicago, the Cubs, right, and bring racing to it, just for you personally, as a kid that, you know, was growing up in the area, what's this like?
This is like a kid in a candy store moment. I really appreciate the respect from all the Chicago fans, whether it's the Bulls, the Bears, the Cubs, and Blackhawks. I mean, it's like everybody around here is all about their sport, right? And with NASCAR racing out in Joliet for so many years, that was over out on the big oval. Now it's going to be downtown. Right? This is going to be right in the heart of everything. And so it's a big change, and it's fun to help promote the race and to be a brand ambassador for it.
You mentioned ambassador, and of course, for NASCAR and the sport and everything, but for 2311, and talk a little bit about this, with Tyler Reddick winning that race, you getting emotional, being so supportive of it, always being a great driver, but now kind of taking on that guidance, that mentor, almost that coach role. What would it be like for you to see the 45, you know, with Tyler, of course, great road course driver, right, winning in Chicago in July?
Yeah, it was such a cool, spirited moment with the last race out in COTA, the road course. And, you know, with a couple other road courses in between now and when we get to Chicago, Tyler is one of the, like, secret artists of road course racing. And I don't think he can hold that secret anymore. Like, he is definitely changing the game on road courses and how he prepares for the races as well, with simulator work and all of the extra time that he really puts into it. And so 2311 is pushing hard. I love it. And it's great to be part of this team in a coaching role right now.
Well, you think about it, the racing is going to be a great situation, but this city can throw a party, whether it's Taste of Chicago, championship parades, Lollapalooza. I mean, it's more than just a race weekend, Kurt, right? Because you've got all that music, that food, everything for those fans. It's like a true festival.
It will be. It will be. It's going to be like 4 or 5 days of just awesomeness with the, like you said, the music festivals, the different concerts, the races. There's an Xfinity race on Saturday, and then the big race on Sunday. That'll be broadcast on NBC. There's so much production that's going on behind the scenes to really just make this that big of an event. Like, this is Super Bowl status, but it's for Chicago to shine. It's going to be great.
I love it. The quote, 4 or 5 days of awesomeness. You heard it here from Kurt Busch himself. We'll let you get back to it. I know you got a lot going on with the Blackhawks tonight, but appreciate having you in town, back home, so to speak. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
You got it, my friend. Yeah, I got to go get my stick on the ice here. We're going to the Blackhawks game, and it's just been a fun trip all the way through with NASCAR and Toyota. And let's go. I'll see everybody back here in July for the Chicago Street Race.